The Lines We Leave Behind by Eliza Graham, performed by Stina Nielsen. For Brona. They don't like me using anything sharp at mealtimes, so someone has given me a blunt, round-tipped knife that looks as though it's come from a child's cutlery set. I attempt to cut a piece of mutton, and the blade bounces against its hard surface. The chunk of meat shoots across the table. Jim and I try hard not to laugh. Lunch is usually a civilized affair. White tablecloth, a vase of daffodils, sweet peas, or roses, depending on the season. But the crockery is a clunky set, not porcelain. You notice the difference when someone clinks a fork against a plate. The sound is duller, thicker, like post-war life itself. The food has a leadenness, too, but it's not bad, especially if there's fruit. A bowl of raspberries, even with the very smallest dollop of cream on it, makes a meal into a feast. But it's too early in the season for that. Apart from my mishap with the blunt knife, we all get through lunch fairly well, with no disturbances or interventions. Ingrams looks relieved as he takes out a tray laden with bowls. He returns with the coffee, which they prefer to serve at the table. In the old days, they'd probably have taken it to the conservatory. We're lucky to have someone like Ingrams. He's so strong and fit, he should probably be in a heavy manufacturing job. I don't know if he served in the war. We tend to skirt that subject. Our little family has quite enough to be getting on with, Jim will say, if he feels the conversation is steering in that direction. It may be different behind the green baize door on the first floor, but on our side, we try to be civilized. We dress with care. No floppy, drab dresses for me. I usually put on a dab of lipstick for meals. Once a week, a girl comes to the house to do my hair. I wish I could shave my legs, so I didn't have to wear the thick stockings more suitable for an elderly woman, hopeless in such warm weather. I'd love to go shopping and buy myself light silk or nylon stockings, if they're available. I'm only 23, for God's sake. I'm not like those others. At least, I hope I'm not. I pray I retain the distinct edges of my personality, and I'm not blurring into a shadow of myself. After we've drunk the coffee in the clunky cups and saucers that make the lunchtime crockery, we go outside, weather permitting. Since 1939, the gardens have largely been given over to growing food, but there are still flowers. The last tulips are putting on a brave show of yellow and white, and the wisteria is at its best. A rose bush by the lawn is already covered in early blooms, the color of amber. The color of me.